This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
We don't believe we can handle the serpent. And so I said, what about all this stuff? He said, well, Thurman, that was spoken. Jesus said that to his apostles, and that only worked for them. That's not to us. So guess what that did to my faith? It just withered. I thought, oh, gee, I thought I could do those kind of things. Oh, no, you were wrong. So I kept reading that one day, and all my faith keep coming back up. I keep reading God's Word, and the Holy Spirit said, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And so at this time, I'm not satisfied with my preacher, so I'm going to a PhD from the seminary. I said, sir, I didn't tell him I'd been to the preacher. I said, what do you think about this? Well, he said, Thurman, that was written to the apostles and said, don't you dare go to a hospital and do those kind of things. I said, yeah, according to that, I could go lay hands on somebody and they get healed. He said, no, that was written just to the apostles. He said, don't do that because if you go lay hands on somebody and they got a contagious disease, you will get it and you'll be sick. PhD told me that. PhD from a seminary. I thought, wow. Okay, so now then my faith is pushed over the cliff again for a few years. Now then, I keep reading and studying the Word. I'm seeing all these wonderful things. One day I said, that's it, Lord, that's it, I've had it. I ain't asking no more PhDs. I ain't asking no more pastors. I ain't asking nobody but you. Lord, you said I can cast out devils. You said I can lay hands on the sick. You said I can anoint people with oil and pray the prayer of faith on them. I said, Lord, I'm going to start doing it. So you walk into your workplace one day and some lady's sitting there and she says, oh, goodness. I said, what's wrong? She said, I'm sick. I said, come out of her, you devil. Hell, be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, guarantee, woman, you healed. And I walk off. 30 minutes later, she comes over and said, wow, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? She said, I felt awful and I feel great. I said, oh, it's only Jesus. You know, now you do this once or twice and you're ruined forever. You know, the old devil says, oh, but you know, it was just a coincidence. She just had a terrible headache and felt bad. It was just a coincidence that it happened. Okay, maybe it was. And then the Lord says one day, he brings you to a place, and here's a man that's already had surgery, and they've opened him up and looked inside of him, and they sewed him up and put him back together, and he's got stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer, and every organ in his body, and it's over, send him home to die. And then you walk up to visit him, and God speaks to you and tells you to do what James 5:14. You hear God talk to you. This ain't somebody from seminary. You hear a voice from heaven, which is God. God says, son, tell so-and-so to call the men of the church and pray over him, and I'll heal him. And you do that. And you call that man, and you get through to him, and you go through him over and over and over and over. And he said, well, I want God's will to be done, but I don't know what it is. How many of you know that if you want to know God's will, all you got to do is read his will? And if his will says, call the elders of the church, have them pray over you and anoint you with oil, and the prayer of faith will make the sick person well? Hey, this time it's not a headache. This time it's stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer. But when you ask, here's where we miss it, right there on that scripture, James 5:14. We say, oh God, if it be your will, forget it, that's it. It ain't going to get it. Turn to James 1:6-7, and I want to show you in James 1:6-7, what God does for us if we don't ask in faith. If you don't ask in faith, I want you to see what's going to happen. James 1:6-7. But when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. How much wavering? Now, how hard is it to ask with no wavering? Without the knowledge of the Word, it's impossible. Without the knowledge of the Word, it's impossible for you to ask in faith and not waver. But when you get the Word in you, that's how faith comes, is by hearing the Word. As the Word is built up in you, you can ask in faith, because the Word says there in James 1, 6 and 7, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering, because if you waver, you're unstable in all of your ways, and the Lord says, let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. Is that what he said? So if you don't ask in faith, what are you going to get from God?
Nothing.
He's a faith God. If he told you, he said, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders and have them pray over them, anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Is that what he said? So if you get down with something that's sick, and you call God, or you say, Lord, you said in your word, in James 5:14, I am sick, and I have a problem, but I am not even going to the doctor to have a diagnosis. I'm not going to go down and spend $500 or $1,000. In fact, I had one lady in my church that she got to feeling real bad, and she said, she instead of coming to me, I mean, she'd been there for a couple of years. But still, when these pains and symptoms come upon her, they whisked her off to a hospital. The third day, she called me. She said, Thurman, they're giving me all this medication. I can't sleep. I am hurting. And so I spent about 30 minutes with her on the phone. And after it was over, she said, I wished I had a tape player. She said, do you remember everything you told me? I said, of course not. You know, she said, oh, I'd give anything. I built her faith mountain high. She said, you pray the prayer of faith for me, and it's done. I prayed the prayer of faith. She said, I'm going to get up and go home. And she did. She got up and went home Sunday. She was in church. I said, how you feel? She said, wonderful. She said, I wished I'd have called you day one, whenever this happened. But my kids swooshed me off to the hospital. She said, I got the hospital bill today for those 3 days. They didn't do a thing for me. But you know what that cost me? I said, I have no idea. She said, a little over $10,000. Didn't do a thing for her. And I prayed the prayer of faith for her, and God healed her just like that. And she's in church on Sunday. Isn't it amazing what God will do if we believe Him? Oh, the devil loves it when you go to the doctor. Because we don't know these promises. If you start feeling bad, first thing you need to do is check. Hey, if I got a sin somewhere, let me repent, Lord. If I've been grumbling, complaining, I've been doing anything, I repent. Lord, I repent. Praise God. I repent of every sin known and unknown. Now, Lord, you said in your word, in James 5:14, let me get to the pastor as quick as I can. Let him have a couple of them elders and deacons come over here and pray over me. And praise God, I'm healed. And when you pray the prayer of faith, they come over. Of course, the men that pray the prayer of faith for you, you want to know what they believe before they pray. Are you guys men of God? Are you walking in obedience to the Word? Are you guys loving your wife? Did you have a problem, a knockdown drag out of your wife this morning before you come here to pray for me? Because if you did, your prayers will be hindered. I don't want you to pray for me. I want you walking into God kind of love. And then do you believe this promise? Yes, absolutely. You believe I'm going to be healed when we pray for you. Well, if it's God's will, you'll be healed. Forget it. Throw them guys out the window and go get you another team. You don't want them. God said the prayer of faith will heal you, didn't He? But you got two guys there and say, yes, we're walking in love. We're doing it. We don't belong to nothing but the church. We don't belong to no other organizations. We're not members of nothing. We're only members of the church. Okay, do you believe I'm going to be healed when y'all pray for me? Absolutely. Why? Because it's written in that book. If Jesus said it, it's done. We pray for you, you're healed. Hey, that's the guy I want to pray for me. Don't you? That's exactly right. When he prays for me, you pray in faith. If God, according to Titus 1:2, if God can't lie, and we all know He can't, according to that scripture right there in James 5:14, if you pray in faith, what does God have to do for you? I mean, what does He have to do? Heal you. He promised it. It's a guarantee from God. It's not like He doesn't want to. He already done it for you on the cross. He didn't want you to sin. He didn't want you to get off over there and start believing the devil. He don't want you to have a heart problem. He don't want you to have diabetes. He don't want you to have none of those things. That's what He paid the price for. That's like when we went to Europe the other day. One of the leaders, when I got there, he said, I have diabetes. I want you to pray for my diabetes. I said, there ain't no way I can ever get you healed. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're claiming diabetes. You said, I want you to pray for my diabetes. I said, diabetes comes from the devil. I want you to repent for your sin of unbelief I want you to believe God that He bore your sickness, removed your disease. And when I pray for you, when I kick that devil out, he's got to leave. But I said, you're going to have to believe Him. He said, what does that mean? I said, let me explain it to you. I said, I don't tell normal people this, but you're in the ministry, and I expect more out of you being a minister. I said, when I pray for you, do you believe this book is God's word? He said, absolutely. I said, when I pray the prayer of faith for you, you throw that insulin away. Now, see, I wouldn't tell a normal human being that. But I'll tell a preacher that. Because he's supposed to believe this book. God holds us more accountable than he does his little sheep. We're supposed to be the shepherds. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to kick that devil out of you. I want you to repent for your unbelief. When I pray for you, throw that insulin away and you believe God. And he did. 9 days later when we left, he said, this morning, he said, I feel like $1 million, but I'm going to just check my insulin levels just to prove that they're perfect. And he checked them, and they were perfect. He was healed of diabetes. He had had it for years. All he had to do is trust the king. The devil had to leave. Is that amazing or is that amazing that God expects us to believe his word? See, in James 4:7, we've not understood that verse. When he says, submit yourself to me. What does it mean to submit yourself to God? Believe, obey, that's right, honey. Obey and believe his promises. Then he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Who is it that puts all this sickness and disease upon us? The devil. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Satanic oppression. The devil will put sickness and disease upon you. He'll put all these symptoms upon you. He'll do everything he can to deceive you and make you sick and afflict you. When Jesus came to this earth, all you got to do is read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you'll see that Jesus walked through this earth casting out devils and healing the sick. It's in there, isn't it? And it says, and Jesus cast the devil out, and the little boy was healed. Jesus loosed the woman from the spirit of infirmity, and she could stand up. All over and over and over. If you really want to know and understand the demonic world and how it works, get my teachings, DVDs or whatever, on the question and the answer. The question and the answer. And also the one on breaking the authority of the devil in your life.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.